This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. House of Representatives directs government to provide chemical fertilizers to farmers at the earliest. Agriculture Minister Mahendra Rai Yadav says 150,000 metric tons of fertilizers will be imported by mid-July. Home Minister Balkrishna Khar directs concerned agencies to make concrete efforts to mitigate impact of monsoon-induced disasters. And Amnesty International accuses Russia of dropping banned cluster weapons in Ukrainian city of Kharkiv. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives has directed the government to provide chemical fertilizers to farmers at the earliest by mobilizing all the available measures. Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota drew the attention of the government towards shortages of chemical fertilizers at the time fertilizers were needed to grow rice paddy across the country. Meanwhile, Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development, Mahendra Rai Yadav, informed the House that all the possible efforts were being made to address these shortages of fertilizers to the farmers. Informing House that a request had been made to the Indian government for the supply of 500,000 metric tons of chemical fertilizer through government-to-government model. Minister Yadav added that chemical fertilizers was being imported from India as per the agreement to supply 150,000 metric tons of the fertilizer by mid-July. Earlier, lawmakers took part in the deliberations over a proposal of urgent public importance on fertilizer supply in the House of Representatives meeting yesterday. CPN EML Chief Whip Vishal Bhatrai presented the proposal in the House meeting. Concerned ministers have started to respond to queries raised by lawmakers over the headings of appropriation bills related to their respective ministries. Speaking at the second session of the House of Meeting yesterday, Land Management and Cooperatives Minister Sasi Sresta said the government had a target to provide land to 500,000 landless squatters by the next fiscal year. Likewise, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Prem Ali informed the House that works were being carried out to systematize the foreign employment and set up a dedicated hospital for labourers. He added that a work procedure was being developed to bring all the workers from unorganized sectors to the social security scheme. Lawmakers in the House of Representatives sought information on Prime Minister Shehbahadur Dewar's scheduled visit to the United States of America. The lawmakers participating in the discussions on the implementation of the foreign policy in a meeting of the International Relations Committee of the Federal Parliament stressed the need for holding the necessary discussions with the parties before the Prime Minister's visit to a foreign country. Committee member Madhav Kumar Nepal focused on reviewing the past activities related to the implementation of foreign policy. Committee member Dr. Bhim Bahadur Rawal demanded that Prime Minister Dewar and the Minister for Foreign Affairs be invited to the committee to explain about the Prime Minister's visit. Committee President Pavitra Nirawla said the Prime Minister and the Foreign Affairs Minister would be invited in the next meeting to brief about the visit. Home Minister Balkrishna Khar has directed the concerned ministries and security agencies to seriously work out preparedness and response to mitigate the impacts of monsoon-induced disasters. Speaking at the meeting of the Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Executive Committee, Home Minister Khar also directed the authorities to submit the detailed work plan about the preparations and management of human resources for this monsoon season. The Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Executive Committee meeting also discussed the monsoon preparedness and response plan. A delegation by Loktantrik Samajwadi Party Chair Mahanta Thakur called on Prime Minister Shehbahadur Dewar to address their demands at the earliest. During the meeting held at Balwatar, the delegation drew the Prime Minister's attention to their 11-point demand. According to the party leader Lakshman Lal Karna, said that the Prime Minister assured of addressing the demands after the endorsement of the appropriation bill for the upcoming fiscal year. The party has demanded to include the citizenship of offspring of people possessing citizenship by birth and the withdrawal of case against party leaders and cadres, among other demands. Communication and Information Technology Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Garg has stressed the need for national cyber security with the development of the information technology. Addressing a discussion program organized by the Nepal Telecommunications Authority on the draft of the Cyber Security Bill, Minister Garg said the security-related laws should be seriously formulated, adding that the country could not remain safe without proper cyber security. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. According to a new research by Amnesty International, Russia has killed hundreds of civilians in the northeastern Ukrainian city of Kharkiv using indiscriminate shelling and widely banned cluster weapons. Amnesty said it had found evidence of Russian forces repeatedly using cluster bombs as well as rockets that eject smaller mines that explode later at time intervals. A BBC report says five separate impact sites in the residential neighborhoods in Kharkiv saw evidence of a distinctive systematic spalling effect associated with cluster munitions. In total, over 2 weeks of field research, Amnesty investigated 41 strikes in Kharkiv in which at least 62 civilians were killed and 196 wounded. Russia has previously denied using cluster munitions in Ukraine and claimed that Russian forces have only struck military targets. Authorities in the northern Indian state of Uttar Pradesh have demolished the houses of some Muslims who were allegedly linked to religious protests that turned violent. According to the BBC, the protest was sparked by derogatory remarks made by two former leaders of the governing Bharatiya Janata Party about Prophet Muhammad. The demonstrations are said to have turned violent in some states as people damaged property. More than 300 people were arrested linked with the protest. The demolitions triggered condemnation from opposition leaders who accused the state government, headed by Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, of targeting the minority Muslim community. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in province number 1, Madhes province, Bagmati province and Gandaki province, and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the provinces. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of province number 1, Madhes province and Bagmati province, and at a few places in Gandaki province and Karnali province. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in province number 1 and Madhes province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. House of Representatives directs government to provide chemical fertilizers to farmers at the earliest. Agriculture Minister Mahendra Rai Yadav says 150,000 metric tons of fertilizers will be imported by mid-July. Home Minister Balkrishna Khand directs concerned agencies to make concrete efforts to mitigate impact of monsoon-induced disasters. And Amnesty International accuses Russia of dropping banned cluster weapons in Ukrainian city of Kharkiv. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. You can also listen to us online and you can please visit our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.